Ramble.
That's Zachary Kornfeld.
Looking like Togepi in the bitch.
It does look like Togepi.
It does look like Togepi.
Oh, is that a Kirby bomb?
Who thought of that video game? It's like, okay, we're going to have this little blob, and he's going to suck people into his mouth, and then he's going to steal their powers.
Did you hear that it's modeled off a Nintendo lawyer? There was like some guy named like James Kirby that like helped them navigate some stuff around
Keith's face right now.
Like they got sued by Universal for using King Kong, or you know, like Donkey Kong was like pretty similar to King Kong. Mm-hmm. And the lawyer that helped them figure it all out was named Kirby, and he was just, you know, a rotund, portly man, very jovial. And they made like a whole ass video game character modeled off of him. And if you look up a photo, he looks just like Kirby.
And he just couldn't stop sucking up his coworkers.
You gotta look it up. There he is.
Wait till you hear him.
Look at this man. So doesn't he look like Kirby?
He's kind of got a reddish face.
Yeah. He's got a round cue ball of a head.
This poor guy is like, I got slight rosacea, and you've made this pink blob of a character.
It's an honor. They're honoring him. He really helped them out. I mean, if they had had to do any sort of settlement with a big ass media company like Universal, it may not even be Universal, it might be Warner Brothers. I don't know.
I mean, I hope someday that someone like decides to make me into a character that like is so iconic. Kirby's dope.
Kirby's great.
He's got a lot of fun games, and a lot of the games when like Nintendo did a good job with Kirby specifically on different consoles that had different like new features, like the DS, which had a touchscreen. Kirby games specifically always utilized the new function of the console. Mm-hmm. Like there was one that was called like a Kirby Draw, and you had to draw lines that he would guide him around. Mm-hmm. Like he's always been a good like model for like we'll show how the Switch is neat with Kirby.
A groundbreaker.
He's a groundbreaker, yeah. And especially when he's a brick.
With that Rumble Pack.
Hey.
Yeah, the Rumble Pack. Out. Yeah.
It says John Joseph Kirby Jingleheimer Smith Jr. was an American attorney. Oh, he's dead. Oh, okay. He was most notable for his successful defense for Nintendo against Universal Studios over the copyrightability of the character Donkey Kong in 1984, from which Nintendo subsequently named the character Kirby to honor him. October 22nd, 1939, October 2nd, 2019.
I wonder who King DDD was named after. King DDD!
Love. Have we started yet? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm just curious.
It's like a cold open.
Okay. Ease in, baby.
You don't even realize you're listening to it until it's already there. Welcome to the tripod. Yeah. What the fuck is up?
What a nugget of info to start your day. That's what we call social information. You're going to get to use that John Kirby as a lawyer's fact to your friends tonight at dinner.
Tonight at dinner. We got a very special episode for you today. We have Zach doing a game.
It's not a game.
Okay.
He's saying it's not a game.
I have a topic of conversation.
Zach, I'm going to win it.
Spitting out little nuggets of conversation. It could be something super heavy, but I think it's a game. So
Miles brought us some donuts. Almost lit them on fire.
Yeah, that Keith, we have a little nice scented candle. I don't know why. It's not like it's smelly in here, but
probably was.
You know,
you don't even know how it smelled before.
You,
I was
you got in early and just wrecked one.
Yeah, no, it's just this room kind of smells dank. I think it's because people aren't in here very much.
And
why would the lack of people make an increase in dankness?
Because the dankity sort of grows as over time. Mm-hmm. So like maybe someone's like, oh, I dropped a crumb 4.5 months ago, and now.
Well, and I think it's about the swamp ass. I mean, the only time people are in here. We're sitting in the hot seats. We got hot lights on.
Yeah.
We're holding hot coffees. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know.
I'd say these lights are notorious for not being hot.
But infamous. I do get warm.
Tell me you don't have swamp ass right now?
I must be nice.
I don't have swamp ass, but my armpits are already sweaty. And you know, audience, they'll get real sweaty.
It is 9:31 a.m. and my pits are drenched. My ass is swamped.
Yeah.
And there's no turning back.
Eugene's wearing a new shirt. Or maybe it's an old shirt.
Eugene, I like your shirt.
That's a cool shirt,
it's a nice color.
Tell us about your shirt.
It matches my eyes.
Tell us about your shirt.
It's just a shirt I had in my closet.
This episode is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's green for those who are listening.
Brought to you by Eugene's shirt.
But the inside's a little darker, so he rolled it up. Is it soft?
Oh, wow.
It's a good feeling shirt. It's like a little thicker and softer. It's not a crisp dress shirt. It's more of a cozy shirt.
Ooh, like a mountain shirt.
Can I make a guess? You bought this shirt and then went, I don't love this shirt. You put it in the back of the closet. You forgot about it. Then today you were getting dressed and you said, no, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. Give me something new. And you dug to the back and you found an old forgotten friend and you said, you shirt, you're coming with me.
Nah, I was just going out of the house and I was like, I need a shirt. And I grabbed this shirt.
Yeah, episode 99. Eugene has a new shirt.
Was it in the front of your closet or in the back of your closet?
Is this episode 99?
Yeah, this is episode.
Shut 99. The fuck up, Miles.
Shut the fuck
this
up.
This is episode 99.
No wonder there's donuts and fire.
Well, you mean next week is our 100th episode?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wow. That means it's gonna be special. But guess what? We're filming it right after this. Yep. And we have prepared nothing.
Well,
wow.
Maybe we have.
Oh, we have prepared something. Well, fucking. Stay tuned for an exciting 99 and join us next week
for
100.
Well, Zach, this is your episode. You're giving us a game, right?
Yeah.
Can we play a game?
It's not a game.
A game to remember.
It's a race.
I think it has to be a game now. That really pumped it up.
All this on more on today's Tripod.
It's an ad.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, so, Eugene, I just want to get right back to it. You look good. I like the boots.
Can I see the boots? They're blocked by the table.
No
way.
I think you have a great aesthetic. I find it hard to believe you just threw this together because I think you look adorable. You look very like maybe you're going to go for a hike.
He's straight
too.
Like ski vacation. Like he's like a wealthy man in like Salt Lake Tahoe, being like, I didn't feel like skiing today. I'm gonna take in the airs and the apres.
He's the guy who flies to Sundance for the film festival, but then hits the slopes and then comes down at the end and says, "What movie did you see? Did you like it? I'll buy it."
Whoa!
I mean, you guys are making fun of that person, but I aspire to be that person.
Oh, yeah.
The audience should know I'm wearing a plain. Plain green button-down shirt. It is a solid.
It's like leaning to
dark green. It's got green some fuzz to it. It's got some mountain. It's got some mountain
shirt.
Fuzz.
It's got a cuff.
Wait, let me feel it.
It is a remarkably normal shirt.
I will arbiter this debate.
It feels good. It doesn't feel like amazing. No, it feels good.
I look at it and I think that shirt looks fucking good as shit. It doesn't. It looks expensive. I don't know if it is, but it looks like nice.
You know what it is? Sometimes when you dress like. In an age when people are dressing well, dressing simple is a flex.
Yeah, it's a well put together casual outfit.
Let's let the praise dance around. Keith, you're wearing a V-neck. It's blue and it has short sleeves. I think you're looking good.
Matches your pants.
So I'm trying to wear shirts that flatter my stomach because I've been trying to work out. I've been working out about 5 to 6 times a week, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy
germs.
Shit, that's huge. That's a lot.
Not only that, we just bought a treadmill.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we got a treadmill. We have a rower at our house, and we also we have a bunch of free weights. Wow. So I've been jumping rope.
You're starting a gym.
My goodness. Pretty much. Yeah. What is your rotation?
How much does it cost to join your house?
It's about $99 a month for unlimited Habersburger-led classes.
If you feed me,
do you have a sauna? Do you have a shower?
Yeah, we have a shower.
Mint water.
Do you have a shower? But no sauna. But we do have a shower. But we do have an ice cold foot bath.
So I fell at Eugene's shirt, and I take it back. It's not a mountain shirt. It's more like a soft, casual shirt.
For hiking, though.
I'm really no, it's not. No, it's a bit more formal than I thought it was.
Oh, it's a formal. Well, now I got.
No, it's not formal. It's sort of like.
Come on!
I thought it had a. You see that? No, it's not mountain enough for me.
No, it's not mountainous.
The Sundance fantasy is gone.
Okay, Keith's oversold it a little bit. I'd say you're way underselling it. If you were to give Eugene a hug, you'd be like, "Oh, that was soft."
Yeah, but like that would be like a fancy pasta dinner type of shirt.
Softer than your shirt, bro.
Yeah, okay.
But Eugene, I'd love a little backstory about your outfit. I know that we sort of talked about it, but I'd love for you to sort of talk about what happened this morning before you put on the clothes.
Really paint a picture.
I put these jeans on.
Nice.
And okay, I turned and looked at my shirt.
So wait, real quick. So you're standing there, jeans only, topless.
Yeah, I like that.
Socks on yet?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Dornan could never.
I put socks on last, dude.
Well, I also like my socks to match my outfits.
Yeah, totally.
I'm an undie sock matcher.
You guys want to blow your
really?
Mind?
Really?
Yeah. Lift my cuff.
Oh, no. Well, your jeans are good.
They're green.
He's got the watch.
It's the same green.
Olive socks. Oh, yeah. I have a boner.
God.
Okay, so you're standing shirtless. You're looking at your shirts.
Yeah, then I grabbed the shirt.
Which one?
The shirt I'm wearing.
Oh, my God. First try.
Yeah, then I put it on.
First try.
Yeah.
Get right out of town.
Yeah. Guys, we all wake up equally early, like, in rush here.
Yeah.
I grabbed this outfit.
But the way you do it, it hit different. You know what I mean?
You know, maybe one thing. Okay.
Don't be quiet again.
I'll play quiet. Into your stupid fucking game, boys. I have a little more facial hair than normal.
Yes. This is the juice that we need.
In, I guess the way I would say it is I'm dressing a little more.
Yeah.
Hetero rugged chic.
Oh,
that's what I meant by
not that I can't wear any other clothes. It's just sometimes when I look at myself, immediately I think, you know what I want?
Fucking
something that I look like I can hike in.
That's good.
You want to have a beer in a hot tub with the snow
it's
all around.
It's just another
you.
Fun type of look. And I think that's why you guys have a boner because you're all. Straight men who love very straight looking men.
There's a man here today.
This is what I'm gathering.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I'm gay for straight men.
That's actually true. Straight man, gay. You guys are like, maybe it's because you'd be like, I would wear this outfit.
Yeah, I would.
Because you guys don't typically see me in outfits and go like, I would wear that because I'll wear it's like wild things.
This it feels attainable for us.
Yeah, I was like, I could put
like,
that
I
outfit
could
together.
Have done that, but I didn't. I just love the mountains, man. I wish I were at the mountains right now.
I do love mountains.
It sounds like you all just really want to wear jeans and a green button down.
But I won't pull it off like that.
No, y'all can
weird.
Pull it off.
I would sweat through that thing like a motherfucker. I have to wear shirts that where the sweat looks like the sweat color of the shirt looks like the normal color of the shirt so that people can't see just how much I'm sweating.
I don't think you can see my pit sweat.
It's hard
how
to
you
black
guys,
on black.
Why do you guys sweat so much out of your pits?
I don't know.
It's just how I was born.
So hot.
Genetics, baby.
So hot. Like, touch my neck.
Yeah.
It's hot. I'm hot always. I'm just always a hot
But the man. Nice thing about it, Keith, is you and I don't get that cold.
That's true.
I mean, I can walk outside in my underwear, do a solid, like, I was picking up poop for like 90 seconds in the cold, cold outside today.
That's a lot of poop.
Didn't faze me. Well, I had to kind of seek it out, you know?
Why were you pooping outside?
It was Wes. Duh.
No,
it was Duh. I just went out first.
It was Bean. My hund is back in our household again.
How's that going?
Well, I forgot about all the poop.
Oh, yeah. It's,
it's good. It's good, actually. And Zach, I mean, let me know how you feel about this, but we've cracked. He's not sleeping in his crate anymore. He slept in our bed last night. And
that's cute.
It's just he's been doing that with my in-laws and with my sister for the last couple of months while they've been, you know, taking care of him and letting us focus on the new baby. And now I'm like, it is kind of cozy having a little dog sleep at your feet.
I do it every now and then. I got no problem with it. It's whatever works for you. I we've done it a couple times, and every time I think it's a mistake because he wakes me up. He refuses to move. Yeah. He turns the bed into a sauna.
Oh, boy.
I cannot. Mm-hmm. I am so temperature sensitive when I sleep, and any little disturbance, including a dog sleeping on my feet, it just fucks me up.
I mean, Bo is a warm dog. He's got
he's
a lot
a big
of hair.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wes, you're usually a cold boy, right?
What is that?
You're very temperature sensitive.
He's temperature volatile.
Yeah. I don't get hot. Like, I don't sweat, but I need it to be cold when I sleep. In fact, I've been actually asking a lot of the audience for chronic pain help, and a lot of them are recommending heated blankets, which really help me when I'm awake, but I cannot sleep with that.
Yeah,
it'll, if the thermostat in my house is over 73 degrees, I will wake up.
You should pour water all over your bed.
That sounds good.
That'll keep it nice.
That's interesting, yeah.
Spraying it with a garden hose.
It's cool.
Just pee in it. Just pee in it a little
bit. Well, no, pee's hot.
But then it's cold.
That is true. So Alfred, he does sleep in bed with us every night. It's adorable. He typically falls asleep on my chest, and I fall asleep too.
Oh.
And I wake up, and he's like cozed in like a little spoon. But at about 3 to 4 a.m., he wakes up, and he wants to play. But he doesn't bother us. He's just like, they're asleep. So I guess I'll just furiously hump this blanket as close to their faces as I possibly can. So then I wake up and be like, Alfred, please. And then I shove him and he goes,
meow. This is every night.
Yes, every night he want a hump. We call this one blanket that we have his girlfriend because he can't resist her. If he steps one paw on that blanket, oh my God.
My cat had a blanket like that. Well. Now, why don't you put the blanket not next to your head?
No, see, that's the thing. At night, any blanket is his girlfriend. But there's one girlfriend that we just have now called that blanket Alfred's girlfriend. Go get Alfred's girlfriend, is what we say. And it's a very soft blanket, and it's on the couch, and he'll be like, ooh, hello, madam.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
I was looking at the calendar. I realized this month marks 1 year since we shut down our office for a temporary quarantine.
Oh, wow.
We've been living in this bullshit for a year.
Wow.
And on March 13th, that was the day. I remember that day. We sat and we were like, well, I guess
day.
We should
I just might
we'll just
that
go
day
home. It was a Friday, and we had shot just a couple things that day. I think we shot the Harry Potter Patronus quiz game time.
Patronus?
Patronus?
Patronus? Yeah,
it's Patronus. Don't patronus me. I said it one of the ways it's been acceptable, I think. They say expecto patronum, so why not Patronus? Patronus. Expect the unexpected, baby. Patronus. But I remember that was one of the last things we shot. And then we were all sitting on the couch, like, confused, being like, well, I guess we should all go home. This seems really serious.
Should we, like, pack the snacks up?
We'll
be back in a couple
weeks.
We'll
be back in a week or two.
We gave away a bunch of the snacks. That was fun. We did, like, a raffle system.
Oh, yeah.
Spirits were high. Well, look, you should remain vigilant. Cases are still quite high, but good news is around the corner. And on that, I got my first dose of the vaccine, baby! The one and only time that I'll say, man, being immunocompromised is dope.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
It was cool.
How did it go down?
It was pretty easy. A buddy of mine told me that it was open for people like me. I checked, and literally about an hour and a half later, there I was sitting down. It was just like, boom.
Whoa.
I checked online. It was real.
Were you in a car?
No. So the place I went, you're outside. They have everyone spaced out. And what was actually kind of fun about it is that it felt like a music festival because so you wait in line, this really long line.
After you got to listen to The Weeknd.
Yeah, he was there, he was performing. No, they give you a shot and then they just say just hang out for 15 minutes. Make sure that you're not
the
woozy.
Allergy thing.
And yeah, you might have allergies. Like some people aren't used to certain ingredients. So you're just sitting in this tent outside and everyone's just happy and they're playing music, but it was like chill, like summer vibe music. And it was like nice to be around people and everyone. I haven't seen people that jubilant in so long. There was just pure happiness all around.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
That's nice.
Now, you got it, and I hear that the needle is actually very small.
It
like
is.
Compared to like, especially like flu or other things, it's like a really teensy narrow needle.
So I took a photo of it, and Maggie was laughing at it because it's the needles are color coded, and I had, I believe, an orange, which is the smallest needle.
Oh,
it is like there's no needle that is graded smaller than that.
Wow,
it was nothing.
Yeah, of course, it's a tiny little needle. Probably went right through your pores.
Yeah. So people are like, did you feel anything afterwards? My arm was a little sore. That means it's working. That's good. But Maggie, she's also already through the vaccine. And her arm was a lot sorer than mine when she got her vaccine dose.
Mm-hmm.
And her, like, she got like a little sore after the second one. So she was at, also like posture, whatever. Mm-hmm. So she asked me to Theragun her back. Mm-hmm. And not thinking, I did the Theragun and I went down to her arm.
Oh, God.
And I Theragunned her vaccine.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And when I tell you that she jumped, she screamed, you know, like tears welling in your eyes, like immediately just the shock of it.
Uh-huh.
It was bad.
So it was kind of like the flu shot where it just like is a little like.
Yeah.
Kind of just achy, but then it goes away in a couple days.
For me, at least, it was like, you know, I was putting dishes away that night. I'm like, oh, that is weird. It just kind of.
Wow. That's so great.
Yeah. So we're on our way, baby.
We're almost there, everybody.
It's happening.
See the light at the end of the tunnel. Halloween will happen.
So that means, Zach, you can have an orgy now?
I'm getting close. I got to wait a couple weeks and then I get my booster. Then I wait a couple weeks.
But like,
then.
Aren't there some news articles that say it starts working like pretty quickly?
All right, fuck it. Let's do an orgy.
Right.
You're right. I can't wait. I saw a Twitter thread about, like, if you are eligible for the vaccine, do not feel guilty. Because I certainly did. I was like, oh, is there someone who, like, needs it more? They just, like, we're having a hard time using enough of these. Some of them are going dead at the end of the day. If you have an opening, if you have a slot, go get it. Because you being vaccinated can help protect other people around you. Everybody needs it.
Well, Zach, do you want to start your game?
Yeah, game time. That was just a quick little.
Having a box of donuts with little donut babies in it is very dangerous because then I'll just have like one more donut. And I normally don't even eat anything until 11. Now my body's like, this is fun. Lots of sugar dough.
Oh, shit, yeah. I want some sugar.
Get a donut, baby.
Get a donut. There's all sorts of different
kinds.
You
really did burn a hole in this box.
Not a
hole, but
a mark.
But it happened.
It got burned. I stopped it before it got problematic.
Donut holes.
Well, today, fellas, we're not hosting the podcast. We're going to let the algorithm host the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking at my news feed. Not my news feed. I was looking at my Instagram Explore page, and I realized I hate everything on it. but I also realized I'm responsible for everything on
you
it.
You did this.
Yeah. And so I thought it'd be fun to look through our pages and see what does the algorithm think that we want to see? What are the things that we're served on different platforms? And unfortunately, what does that say about us?
Mm-hmm. I have very funny curated for me pages because of because I wanted to see certain things, so I spent a couple days like specifically searching stuff that I wanted to see, so it fed me things. But my Instagram is probably what you'd expect, but my Instagram is antique furniture. Because Becky and I are always trying to buy antique furniture.
I would not expect that.
Oh, no. The Instagram, but tons of food. Like meat getting seared, steaks getting sliced, noodles being pulled, fried chicken sandwiches in baskets, that kind of shit. It's a lot of food. It's like a lot of food. And then now there's also some drag queens in it because I watch Drag Race. So I followed a couple drag queens and now I'm getting served a lot more drag queens. Occasionally comedians, but mostly it's like stuff like this, just cool time-lapse food videos, international foods, super, it's a lot of food. It's a lot of food. And then there's the one girl who on TikTok and Instagram has this giant mouth and she puts lots of stuff in her mouth.
She's
oh my God.
She can put more stuff in her mouth than I can put in my mouth.
Yeah,
she's incredible. Her name is Sam.
You guys have to meet.
We've chatted
stuff together,
but watch this. Okay, she's gonna eat a whole. This is just like the cheap hamburger, but she can get that whole hamburger in her mouth, no problem.
No way.
No fucking
wait,
problem.
Hold on. I want to see this.
I'm sure I could do this too.
Wow, she's got a big mouth.
But it doesn't even look like her mouth has anything in it.
No.
When she does that. It looks, her mouth looks the same size.
Wow. She's like a Kirby too.
I was thinking she was like a Kirby. But then my For Me on my TikTok is so funny because it's Pokemon cards. Obviously, yeah. We all know that. It is dash cam videos of people, like trying to pull insurance things where they pull in front of somebody and then break. Because I watched like three of them and then now it gives me a ton. So I see a lot of near accidents or accidents.
So these are people intentionally trying to get in a car accident?
Yeah, someone who someone has a dash cam and someone pulls out and they're clearly trying to brake check people and get hit to draw insurance claims. So there's that. Then there's children playing basketball. And these are accounts that have 30 followers. They're children's mothers filming their sons playing basketball, and somehow I'm getting a lot of them, and I do watch them because they're very cute, because they're like little tiny kids making basketball shots. I'm like, oh, that's cute, that's sweet. But now I'm getting a lot of it, so it's a lot of children's basketball. Pokemon, which probably also, I think it thinks I'm a child.
Yeah,
like car crashes, Pokemon, and rooting for your friends,
basketball. Yeah, that's mostly all it is.
Eugene, what does your algorithm look like?
I think I've only looked at TikTok maybe, I only look at it when, say, Becky sends me a TikTok.
Right.
Mm. But I haven't scrolled through TikTok in maybe over 6 months.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so I haven't looked at TikTok. And I only really go on, I'm actually most active on Twitter.
Yeah.
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 Instagram, boy. I only go on to like post once a week. Instagram, I can tell you without even opening it.
Oh, okay.
It's hot men and drag queens.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's it.
One and the same.
That's nice. Literally it. Honestly, I'll just prove it real quick.
Yeah, it is hot dudes.
That's a lot of.
Oh, wow. Like thirst candy. Trap.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Looks hotness. Like corn on the cob, blown up. That guy had so many abs, it looked like corn
and then
kernels.
I just refresh, and there's hot dudes and drag queens.
That's awesome. That's a good feed.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't watch TikTok enough to have, have an algorithm.
You got to get deep in there for it to really know who you are. And I've seen the surface, and the mirror that's reflecting back is upsetting.
What's yours, Miles?
Mine is like, unfortunately, mine is like Weibo anime content. Like a lot of like, like sort of people mouthing words to anime and like.
Wait, Miles, why? You watch anime?
And see, here's the thing: is I used to watch a lot of anime.
What was your favorite?
I mean, I really liked One Piece.
I liked
Naruto, and I honestly read.
Were you
all
a Naruto
of them.
Boy?
Yeah. Well, so
I mean, who wasn't?
I read all of them in middle school, and I never really got around.
Wait, you were in the mangas too?
Yeah, I was in a manga more.
Girl,
so than
we
anime.
Haven't talked about this.
I know. So I read like Ranma.
I can't talk about it with anime with anybody.
Yeah, I love that shit. But I watched them less than I read them. But I know all the stories because people are like, I just got into Naruto, and it's like, well, I read the first 30, so I know what happens. But like, I never watched the anime.
Watch like it. They don't get it. But sometimes, if you know some videos, I'll do the Naruto. To run,
yes, yeah. I fucking love the Naruto run.
They're just like, you're just running around weird. I'm like, no, this is very specific.
The Naruto run. Yeah. I learned that last year at the Area 51 thing, or a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. They our new Naruto run toward Area 51.
It's
that
so
was the
funny.
Whole plan.
I love that.
But I think that TikTok sounds like for you and me is delivering nostalgia, and you get into a nostalgia stream because Pokemon is entirely a nostalgia stream for me. And then a lot of it is speedrunners for me, but playing old Mario.
Oh, those are cool.
Playing Mario 3 speedrunners,
video games
Mario 64 speedrunners, Mario 1 speedrunners. Mm-hmm. Really cool stuff.
Man, I've been playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, and there are some levels where I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do, so then I'll look up a video, and people upload videos of them not nailing it. And it's like, I don't want to watch you fall three times and then figure it out. Give me the goods. This is supposed to be aspirational.
Have you seen the ones where they like just demolish a guardian in like 10 seconds?
Oh,
where
it's so
like,
good.
Like freeze frame, hit a rock, smash them up, blow them up in the air. Yeah. Like
that's
like,
what I want.
Get those yourself up high.
You gotta search them on TikToks. There's some amazing
boom kill shot.
If I wanted to watch TikToks. Someone suck, I'd just play by myself.
No, heyo.
Yeah. So I hate my Instagram. And I know it's all my fault, but I looked up, like I watched The Bachelor, I clicked on one profile. Uh-oh. My entire Explorer feed is Bachelor spoilers. I'm getting spoiled left and right, because I watch on Tuesday. You know, I don't have, I can't watch it on cable. I ain't paying for that shit.
You clicked on more than one.
Yeah, of course.
Don't downplay
it. You click on one and then you get fed another and you're like, yeah, okay, one
that
more.
That was funny. And then it's like, oh, there's all this controversy. I don't really care, but let's see what they're saying. Oh, it seems like they're bad people. Shocker. And I just, it won't stop. So my whole page, but like, getting spoiled, on a show that all that already doesn't matter. It's like an hour and a half of garbage for nothing that I love. But then, like, if you get spoiled beforehand, now you really have nothing to look forward to. It hurts.
Yeah. Bachelor, I feel like people... This is getting to reality TV talk.
Yeah.
I feel like they're okay with spoilers on those types of shows sometimes because part of it is hate watching for a lot of people. So they like love to continue. I know with this season.
They already know what's going to happen.
The inevitable person that might win is someone that is like hugely controversial.
That's a little trauma.
In a very controversial season.
Yeah.
So, but people love talking about it. Like that's, I think, the whole point of these types of trash shows is to rage.
I think that's my... entire Instagram experience is the rage watch feeling. Because the other thing that I have is this, I don't want to call both of these people out. They are people that make short form content. One, I believe, is a TikTok dancer, and she just uses this effect where her head stays still, but her body moves around. It's not good dancing. It is child dancing with a video effect. She is ruling my feed. And yeah, I clicked on her profile once to be like, what the fuck's up with this? It didn't mean that I want to exclusively see her for the next 3 months. I can't get away from
it. Gotta drown it out with other stuff.
Well, then the other stuff.
Kind of sounds like how you dance.
It's exactly how
I dance. Maybe you're just envious.
It's, imagine if I got views on my dancing. You'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? Yeah. And they're like, her shirt changes colors. Cool. I don't care.
Well, there's children on the internet too.
Well, so speaking of children, and there are some very popular content. Children who make a career out of just copying other people's TikToks and Instagram posts and pretending it's their own, and I find it so infuriating and so insulting to the hardworking people across this nation who are making viral moments, and they just steal it. They just steal it like it's their own.
Because TikTok, I mean, it has taught people that, like, okay, part of the fun of this is to do what someone else does with your own flavor.
It teaches
they don't have a flavor.
Okay. I get that.
They had no flavor.
But their flavor is they're doing it.
Yeah.
Their flavor is it's me now.
But the way that they react to in the moment, they all pretend like, oh, we just made this thing up. They know what they're fucking doing. Because I hear you and I agree with you, and I think it's totally cool to remix, but what they're doing, and you know who I'm talking about,
eight-year-old listening right now, it's like
these are professional people who have made a lot of money,
have a lot of following,
and in fact one of these people, they have recreated our thumbnails on YouTube. I'm just fucking calling them out. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Is this our beef? Are we making beef?
There are two videos that they made. They stole our frames. They photoshopped their faces onto our thumbnail.
What?
Eugene, your body on the labor pain simulator, they have photoshopped their head over your body.
What?
And you remember Keith's like horrified close-up, GoPro close-up? They recreated that photo. The bone cracking video, they stole our doctor's hands and put their head in the middle.
What?
That's crazy to me.
That's so weird.
Like, I'm like, part of me is tickled, but part of me is like, how dare you have a career? And I know they're making more money than me, and it's infuriating. Fucking bullshit, right?
Can't steal our thumbnail.
And they're all over my Instagram explore.
Do the exact same thing as us.
They taunt me every day on my Instagram and say, we get more views than you.
Well, I do wonder if, I mean, isn't that kind of, okay, so the spirit of the internet, a lot of it is remixing and reinterpreting, right?
Yes.
Or taking something that's viral and then doing your take on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just think that the younger generation, especially with TikTok, it's kind of, they've been doing more of a direct copy paste.
Yeah, they don't know.
There's no
what's
like
wrong.
Elevating it. It seems. Also, I think we're still maybe because we're making, I don't know, 20, 30 minute episodes that feel like TV shows. We feel like there should be something that is like ours. I feel like there should be some degree of like, this is a thing that is our thing. It's our format. We named it. It's the thing that we do. It's ours. Don't do it.
Here's the difference to me. Like, so James Charles did it without a recipe, and he. He at least credited us, right? Mm-hmm. He said, this is a format that the Try Guys did, and now I'm going to take a stab. Now, we could say, hey, that's our show that we love. We wish that people didn't do it. But I think that there's a courtesy there.
Yeah, that's fine.
You get
it's
the tag.
It's not exactly the same, too. It's just him doing it.
And he did
it's
his own thing.
It's not like he got him and three friends and got three judges.
Exactly. But what these motherfuckers do is they pass it off as if they just created this witty thing in the moment. Like, I'll have to show, like, there's one that I've seen a lot of people do where, I mean, just like, God, how do I say this? genuinely viral videos that happen from no-name creators, right? Just like people around the world who genuinely went viral, they then take it and they monetize it and they pass it off as their own. And I think that that is morally corrupt.
Yeah, I guess I care more about that than us, but I think I get the
yes.
And I feel like it's okay when it's a 15 second TikTok, because that truly is the fact that you're doing it means that's your spin on it. But it feels somehow different and gross when it's like a YouTube video.
I guess to me also is that it's all that they do, like everything they do.
Well, they did some other things, but then they didn't they get like arrested or sued this, those twins?
Oh, now we're really telling who it is. Well,
they, they did like illegal stuff. Yeah. It's not just that they like stealing a thumbnail. It's not like criminally illegal for YouTube's like
it's not
permissions.
Copyright infringement.
But what they did was like they like I don't know, they faked, they did some stunt, police came, it was a big like to do, like they've committed a crime.
Yeah, they're not
normally when you commit a crime you get in trouble. They seem to skate away somehow fine.
Lives. Anyway, that's my game.
Hot twins.
We
lost. Away with more.
We all lost the game.
I will say, I don't know why. I don't really like these pictures, but I haven't looked at my Instagram to discover or whatever. And I am looking at it right now. 60% of it is pictures of Emma Chamberlain. And the other, like, maybe.
You love Emma Chamberlain.
I don't. I've never commented or liked. Like, I'm not like, hey, Emma. Like, I don't know.
You say you love Emma Chamby, and we have a photo of her on a popsicle stick that you kept on your desk.
I do feel like
you love Emma Chamberlain. I don't know if you've, like, explicitly said it to me, but, like, I get the vibe, you know?
Yeah, obviously I stan. Yeah. But I don't know that, like, you know, I'm not interacted with it on social media.
You're not listening to her podcast on the Ramble Network?
No. Shout out, though.
Hey.
But, the other ones are like deep cut people from the vlog squad. Like people that I was like, I think I saw that in a video once. And that is all my Discover page. But I'm not interacting with that on social media. So
you gotta start searching steak. Guys, some of the pieces of steak out there on Instagram are beautiful. The most beautiful steaks you've ever seen.
Let's save our feeds right now. I'm going to just search balloon animals.
Mm.
I'm going to give myself, I'm going to choose a new path forward.
I saw somebody making steaks with lava the other day.
What if I like looking at Hawkeyes and Greco?
No, yours is perfect. I want yours, honestly.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Eugene's won the game.
I very rarely look at the little search thing on Instagram. It's always just the main feed, which maybe that's the problem. The search is like how I discover new things, how I discover steak. But TikTok is like, it's like they took the apps that I use on a daily basis and then just reflected them in my TikTok feed. Here's what I get. I get chess TikTok.
That's cool.
I get like NFL memes. Mm-hmm. I get players and NFL dancing. I get even people playing Madden. I love watching like other people playing Madden and trash talking. Very funny.
I feel like TikTok is your man cave.
It kind of is, yeah. I've lately been getting served way too many stock tips. Like, all they got, GameStop, AMC, is just all this stock of, like, options trading. disclosure, I have some AMC shares.
Yeah, you gotta disclose.
A little bit of food. Oh, I love a lot of good, like, comedy TikTok. There's one guy, Trevor Wallace, I think.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
He's so funny.
He's great.
He does, like, a lot of character bits. Love watching him. A lot of, like, relationship things of, like, funny things your wife does.
There's one TikTok channel that I only follow like 12 or 13 channels, but there's this one it's a person who does, a guy who's a dad who does a podcast with his daughter who's like 2.5 or 3.
I think I saw this last night.
And I think it's
does he have long curly hair?
Yeah, his name is Seth, but it's 7 ETH, something like that.
He's so cute, funny, and
it's
she's so cute.
The most absolutely adorable thing, because he is just interviewing her like she's not 2.5, and she's responding. She has incredible like language and skills, and she's so funny.
Yeah,
it's really good. I highly recommend it. It's wholesome. It's sweet. She likes flamingos. She calls them mingos. She loves
Amigos. That was the first time I saw it. It actually reminded me a lot of a new IGTV show that we did with Ned called Science Daddy. And I want to live in this world of adults earnestly interacting with kids.
Science Daddy is excellent.
I just want to do more Science Daddy now.
I'm on board. I think we definitely need to do more Science Daddy. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, check out our Instagram, Science Daddy.
It's just me doing experiments with Wes and explaining the science part like you're a 3-year-old.
And Wes paying attention?
Yeah, he's kind of into it.
Until this
gets sidetracked by candy and shaving cream.
Was excellent.
So Zach, what was the game?
That, I told you, it wasn't a game. It was a conversation topic to talk about how we hate social media.
So who, okay.
But you need a game now.
Who has the best feed?
To me, I want to see, we rate a scroll of, you refresh TikTok and you scroll 3 times. And you don't have to watch it all, but just see what it is.
Okay.
And you win the game by the person who has the most embarrassing, and then second place is the least embarrassing.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Good game.
Hey, thanks. I'm fucking thinking on my feet over here.
You found the game.
It's episode 99, all right? We're just waiting for the climax. All right,
so we have money invested into Pokemon cards versus cryptocurrency.
Whoa! We're crossing over, guys.
We're crossing over. NFTs, Pokemon.
I'll tell you, a week or two ago, I got locked out of my TikTok account somehow, and it was kind of amazing. I was a newborn babe. My feed was anew. It was like, where even am I?
Oh, you're just getting general to
sort of a relationship sex joke. Him, want to grab some coffee today? Me, shaves vagina just in case. A little vulgar. Okay.
Your third one?
Now back to stocks. A 10% gain on $1,000 is only $100. People will tell you that's not worth investing. A 10% gain on $100,000 is $10,000. People ask you how you did
it. You're watching.
The secret is to get started. You can't make a $10,000 gain without making your first $100 gain.
So yes, you're talking investment TikTok, right?
TikTok. I forgot. I do a lot of WandaVision TikTok.
Oh, hell yeah.
Marvel nerd photo of Wanda fighting Thanos, and it says, for Wanda, this happens 10 minutes after she lost Vision in Infinity War.
All right, Zach?
Pretty good. My first is from a buddy of ours, S. Johnson Voiceovers. He has just the most incredible voice.
Fucking squirrel face. Don't none of you motherfuckers on the other side of the Mississippi.
You know, I've seen this guy.
Yeah,
he
did a cover of White People Taco Night, and that's how I first saw him.
It was beautiful.
Without sound, I don't know what this is, but it's him. He's very funny. I like this guy. I'm just going to give him a heart. I just sight unseen.
I love him.
Number two, Hank Green.
He's big on TikTok. It's so funny.
So, okay, a year and a half ago at VidCon Australia, Hank and I did a podcast together. And the entire topic of the podcast was about how TikTok wasn't for us. We were never going to find success there. And the entire audience was asking us to get on TikTok. And we're like, I don't think so. Hank then left that and became bigger on TikTok than he is on any other platform at this point, just in terms of daily engagement. So he's really lapped me there. But if you haven't followed him on TikTok, he teaches the world about stuff.
He's just doing his same thing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Nuggets of wisdom.
And number three, an ad. Michael B. Jordan. He's hot.
Nice. Okay.
Cool. Oh, hey, number four is the talk show you talked about. I love it.
And Bernie Sanders TikTok.
That's funny.
Got to throw that out there.
These are all people I follow.
Are you in following? Are you?
No, I'm on For You, but I guess I don't open it that much. This guy's also great, American Baron. He makes these very surrealistic scripted pieces on TikTok.
Oh, he's cool.
I adore him.
Yeah, there's some good sketch stuff. Let's see. We're gonna go home.
Like opening Pokemon packs.
This is somebody showing me college dorms throughout the decades. That's cool. It's just pictures of dorm rooms from the 40s, 50s, 60s. I don't know why I would get that. Oh, yeah. It's somebody trying to catch a restock of Pokemon cards at Target.
Hell yeah.
I know the feeling. Okay. And then we got this is something stupid. It says they say your soulmate's first initials on your thumb. Oh, I've seen that. That's dumb. That's fucking dumb. This next one is puzzles. I watch a lot of puzzles.
Wait, let me see.
Like small wooden that's unlock cool. thing puzzles. Cool. So I see a lot of people doing cool
puzzles. I bought a puzzle like that at a farmer's market one time.
haven't been able to solve it in 2 years.
Yeah, they're tough.
Wait, hold that up again, because it's not, it's like, if you're picturing at home, audience, a flat puzzle, this is like a Zelda box.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's one of those things you have to twist in a certain sequence to open a specific chamber, and there's probably a hidden tiny ball or yeah, hammer cool. inside. You've got to, there's some complex wooden puzzles out there.
How did you keep your weed in there when you have kids?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm never going to get into there.
Have you seen Chris Ramsey? He had a couple million followers on YouTube, but he does like really cool artistic puzzles that look like that, and he slowly solves them.
Yeah,
so cool.
I think that's actually how I got this through TikTok, because I saw some of those recommended mm-hmm. for me on YouTube, and then I saw one on TikTok, and I watched the whole thing through. So then it's like, oh, you like this, don't you? Very you cool. like this, Keith?
Eugene?
Oh, I have no idea, because I don't do the TikTok.
You got to pull it up. Who does TikTok think you are?
Similar to mine, where it's going to be all of the biggest things from the last 3 months that you haven't looked
at. Okay, I got a Best of Vogue, amazing ballroom dance performance. Oh, hell yes.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's like a
ballroom dance performance.
That's incredible.
Incredible. Culture.
When you said ballroom, I was picturing
my God. Just a man with muscles, and he flexed.
Oh, and then a girl, I think, is so a dude who is really muscular.
Okay, wait, let me see.
So a guy who's extremely muscular flexes his bicep and crushes an egg.
Oh, whoa.
And then a girl is duetting it, and she spurts one out of her butt.
She with her ass cheeks.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I want your TikTok.
Well, now I'm sucked in. Okay, well, what's this one?
Can you send that to me so I can get her on
and
my
newsfeed? And Lil Nas X.
Oh, wow. He's so good.
All right.
Well, once again, Eugene wins.
Yeah.
We had a TikTok night last night where, you know, Maggie just scrolled. I think that's actually most of my TikTok usage is on her phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's just.
You sit together and
sitting
scroll.
Together, and we scroll, like, before you know it, an hour plus has gone by, and you're like, wow, we got it. We
Becky
gotta
and I do that, but we're both on our own phone, and then we interrupt one another to show each other a TikTok that we really like on our phone. But then I'm like, I'm watching TikTok, Becky. I can't watch your TikTok. I'm watching one that I'm enjoying a lot right now, actually.
So this is what y'all do when you're just chilling, right?
Yeah, this is what I do while watching The Bachelor. Or because like, Bachelor, you don't is my second screen.
Yeah, that's good. Good call.
You know, all I really want to know is if somebody's being horrific and if there's a rose being given to the right person.
It's official mm-hmm. that our phones are always listening to us, right? Because like it's always a thing that we talk about, but. I mentioned a brand and I get ads.
Yeah, it's like, it's literally, I'm on one app, you know, making a stock trade, and then I open up TikTok and it shows me a stock thing. And I'm like, how did they know?
Well, that to me is not as creepy as having a conversation when I'm not on my phone. And then I don't even want to say it here, but Maggie got a thing. It was like one of those mail kits, like you get it and then you send it back. And I'm like, oh, what's this? It's called blank. I started getting ads for it.
Oh,
how the
wow.
fuck they know? It's like some small startup company.
Let me try. Just steak, balsamic vinaigrette, steak. I love steak, juicy steak. Give
you
got to
be
steak.
More like Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse. Outback Steakhouse. Outback Steakhouse.
Logan's Roadhouse.
No, it's Tom Hiddleston talking about Avengers. Okay.
What a beefcake.
We tried. Mm-hmm. That's some steak.
We just all accept it, though. We're just like, yeah, okay, I guess our devices are listening to us and monitoring us and just trying to sell stuff to us all the time.
That's why I thought the whole, like, TikTok is owned by China thing was so funny. It's like, yeah, but also Google, Facebook, and everyone else
yeah,
is a problem.
Right.
I mean,
like completely.
You know, I've started thinking, like, maybe it's good. Maybe they know what I want for dinner, because I often don't.
It's true.
You know, right. I'll take the recommendation sometimes.
Well, wow. It's either they're listening to you, or you're just a rat in the maze of your demographic, baby.
Whoa.
And it knows you so well because of who you are based on what you consume.
Wow. Yeah. You know what I'm going to think about that? While you listen to this ad.
it's time almost for Miles time, right?
That's the new thing.
It's time for Miles time.
Time for Miles time.
Is this time for Miles' advice corner?
All right, well, we're going to keep talking about TikTok on patreon.com/tryguys, but now it's time for some advice that'll go for Miles with Miles Bonsignore.
Time for Miles time.
I got to pull it up.
I'm going to the bathroom.
And now
then.
It's time for Miles time.
I gotta pull it up.
If anyone out there,
go for Miles.
Okay, well, Miles fucks around with this. This week on Guilty Pleasures, we had Fast and Furious, the Fast and the Furious. It was super dope. A really funny episode. Next week, we're doing Wonder Woman 1984. Go give Baby Steps some love. What happened on the channel this week? We had Ranking, which is so funny.
Yeah, and it's the reality one, which is features my lovely wife and Eugene's lovely wife, Becky.
So much fun stuff in the Try Guys world. Are you ready yet?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's time for Miles time.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune into your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation.
Time for Miles time.
It's Miles time.
What's up, Miles Nation? Have you ever wanted to remix?
Mm. He's trying to keep it vaguer because he's mad that we guessed both are so quick.
It must be some sort of...
I gotta slyly do this one.
Okay, remix. It's gonna be
breakfast
like
for dinner.
Toss, get a salad spinner.
Have you ever wanted your friend to think that you've got a big pecker?
Not really.
Jeez, I don't know. Probably by purchasing something expensive.
Have you ever wanted a community that's more than a community? It's a friendship.
Follow me on Twitch.
Well, I mean, that too. But no. I'm talking about advice that I've already given.
No, it's a rerun.
Rerun. Roll the clip. Give a gift to your friend and make it expensive this time.
I knew it was an expensive purchase.
This was like not even a month ago that you told us to do this?
No.
I don't think I heard it the first time.
Give a gift was an advice that I gave a long time ago, and I'm here to freaking annotate the bitch. I'm here to give a little extra addendi to my advice that'll go for Ned, actually. Yeah. My advice is this. I got my neighbor an Ember mug.
Oh, the expensive mug.
Because he was so jazzed and boned up by the idea of a mug like that, that I thought, you know what you need? A freaking mug.
Miles, you know you need to disclose if they're sponsoring you.
They're right? Not. Okay. I wish.
If this is an ad, you have to tell us and you have to tell
wish.
The audience.
How, that would lie.
How did your neighbor see your mug?
So my neighbor, I was talking to him. We have like a, there's
you're
a back
with
house.
Your neighbor?
There's a back house for my house and our neighbors live in the back house. So it's like we share a backyard.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Oh,
so we were talking
about your yard mates.
We were talking across the yard and I was like, I got this neighbor mug. And he was like, that's so cool. And I was like, that's really cool. And he was like, that's really cool. And I was like, that's fucking cool that I have it. And he was like, that's fucking cool, I want it. And I was like, fucking so awesome that we had this chat. And then I bought him a mug and I gave it to him and he was like so grateful.
And
it solidified our friendship forever. But I think that that's the kind of shit that if you surprise gift on someone and you're like, hey, here's something generous, and then you feel good about your shit.
Yeah.
And then you know was he living in that guest
like
house?
Kind of like buying friends, really.
Kind of like buying friends. You can buy a friendship.
Was he living in that guest house when you made the pool?
Yes.
So he also dealt with when you ruined the yard, when you emptied the pool.
Kind of like repairing a relationship.
Yeah. And also our dog kind of shits where he wants there. So in a way it was collateral.
I hear that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I get that.
It was collateral. But I just think it's good to give people like a surprise that's big sometimes. And it was like, do I really need the, you know, the hundo spot that I'm just going to spend on mechanical keyboards anyway? Probably not. I might as well buy a gift.
I like that. I think definitely people, when you get a gift and you didn't expect it and it's actually something cool, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. And when you give someone and you give someone an awesome feeling, you get an awesome feeling.
There was a long period of time when I was growing up where whenever someone said they had a present for me, I assumed it was going to be a GameCube. And it never was.
But
did you ever get a GameCube?
I eventually did.
Okay.
But I wanted so bad to have a GameCube that somebody, like our babysitter, would be like, I got you a present. I'd be like, is it a fucking GameCube?
No way, you got me a GameCube.
No way.
No way, a GameCube?
Yeah.
No, it's, I just picked up an extra slushy from Sonic.
My neighbors fucking hate me.
That's did the you? Show. Why do your neighbors
hate
you,
Eugene?
Across
the street
neighbors,
that's
a whole
right?
story. Well, multiple ones.
Why?
Oh, my goodness. Why?
Oh, so many reasons.
You're so lovable.
Are they jealous?
No, they're
of
scared
your shirt?
Of me.
They're scared?
Yeah.
Are you a
they think I'm a... They think I'm a
devil?
No, what do you call the kids back in the day when they're, you know, your old
hooligan?
Person yelling, a hooligan.
A bad hooligan.
Really? I think I'm a hooligan.
What? An internet hooligan? Like they know what you do?
No,
is
just
it because
me.
You did work to your house and they're like, this man coming in doing construction, making our neighborhood noisy?
Part I ruined
there's
my
a
neighbor's
lot,
Easter.
There's a lot.
Because of construction.
Yeah, also I think they caught us giving the person across the street who is without home our old mattress and some food.
Aha.
And then we saw the police take it away from him.
Oh, that sucks.
So we gave him another mattress.
Oh, I was about to go out there and be like, I'm going to give so many mattresses to this guy.
Yeah,
but
they took it away?
Yeah, I think there's like,
fuck that
sucks.
They see me. They know. Mm-hmm. Also, the first time this person has yelled many times that she's going to call the police on me.
What?
Because,
whoa.
Because I didn't know. So sometimes when you play music, you don't know how loud it is, especially when you're young.
Especially when you're Eugene.
Or me. I like working out to music. Now I use headphones all the time. And it happened to be, I guess, it's really funny because of the day that she like really came out and was came to my door when I was like, I'm gonna call the police right now.
What?
It was I usually listen to like very gay pop. And that day I was just like, you know what I'm gonna listen to? Like Vietnam War era rock. So it was like Creedence Clearwater Revival, Redbone. There was like I don't know.
It.
There was it was just really funny because you hear in the background like I just think she walked up and was just like, this fucking hippie ass conscientious objector playing his hooligan music.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
And she was like, she came in fiery.
Oh yeah. And then another lady who lived near her screamed over her fence. Yeah, it's like they don't consider that there are the people living here.
Okay,
so
now
there's two ladies who hate me.
Now had they ever asked you? Like, had they ever politely been like, hey, it's quite loud?
No.
So this was the first encounter. You can't.
The only other counter they had was they came up to people who were helping with the renovations, and they were going to call the police on him because they thought.
For music, too?
Well, they thought, no, it wasn't the music. They thought that the dirt that was getting kicked up from it was like
targeted.
Sabotaging their house. It was targeted.
Oh, you're my
targeting
God.
Their home.
God.
Fucking people have too much time on their goddamn hands.
Look, you live in an area that is. The backyards are close to each other, and I would say it's a Karen-esque population who likes to speak
to
the manager.
Oh, it's an older Karen, yeah.
Yeah, I know where you live, and it checks.
Oh, but every time I see her, I wave and go, hi! And she runs away so fast.
You should get her a gift.
Get her a mug.
I think I'm also like maybe the only person of color in like 12 blocks.
Yeah.
Only one I've seen in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah.
I had a fraught relationship with my neighbors, and then they built a whole new fence. And, you know, it was a whole thing. It was a situation. We had to move around some things, but now they're just like, they're so proud of their fence. It's a little bit taller, and it's certainly like locking off our driveway from their yard.
Wait, did you pay for the fence?
No, I didn't pay for the fence. No, it's their fence.
Oh, so they made the fence.
Yes.
But we had another neighbor
that
who
happened. They felt so much better about the relationship. You know, before it's like, oh, they're on our lawn. Like if I so much as walked off my driveway onto like one step on their lawn because I'm pushing like a 2-foot stroller, they're like.
Well, check this out. We have a shared backyard, and right when we moved in, the person was like, oh, I'm thinking of putting up a new fence between the two. And we were like, great. And this person was like, yeah, so we were going to split it.
Oh.
So it was the first day we moved in.
Oh wow. Man.
And
no.
Then
that's a bit much.
Guess what the type of fence that this person installed was.
Was
a
it
chain
ugly?
Link
bus.
Oh, ew.
So what we had to do was
that's
put
where
up
you do, like, you gonna
our
put?
Own fence against the chain link fence.
Wow. Did you split it?
No, not our
side.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you split their side?
Did you split their side?
No, because at that point we were just like, we're literally moving our beds in right now. It's such a weird way to introduce yourself. But you know, I get it. It's neighbor politics now. When you're a child, I lived in a cul-de-sac too, so I was friends with everyone.
Yeah.
And then my backyard also bordered like six other backyards.
Yeah.
So you're friends with all the other kids.
Yeah.
But the drama that probably happened between our parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One big thing was front yards.
Mm-hmm.
one of my neighbors really never protective. Mowed their lawn. And my dad would always, but we shared, you know, in suburban areas, you share a giant mega lawn. He would always, you know, cut his line.
Oh my God.
So you would see their side of lawn was just like overgrown. And all he would come in and be just like, they're fucking not mowing their lawn. And I'm like, but I love their kids. And he's like, yeah, you fucking get them to mow the lawn.
That's so funny.
People get protective about stuff.
I get it. God forbid you have their tree growing the branches hanging over your yard.
And technically your branches. Oh, we're running out of time. We can bitch about our neighbors a little bit more on the Afterpod on Patreon. Mm-hmm. But for now, we got to go. Make sure you're checking out all our podcasts, Guilty Pleasures, Baby Steps, You Can Sit With Us, and the one you listen to right now, because we will have another episode next week, and it will be the 100th episode.
Stay tuned.
Centurions.
I can't believe it's just snuck up on me.
I actually feel like we have done like 500.
Yeah. Feels like not enough. Like, I'm
only 100?
Yeah, but we're there. We did it.
Stay tuned next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Subscribe, rate us 5 stars. Until next time.
I want to do a bath podcast.
Text does your cue.
Keith, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Oh, get in a fight with your neighbor. Get in a fist fight right now. Get in a fight with your neighbor and take that motherfucker down. Yeah. Woo!
Tripod, the tripod.
No. She's like 90.
Fuck her up.
Until next time.
Use your judgment. Beautiful.